Listening Library presents Dr. Fell and the Playground of Doom. This is David Nielsen. I do not like thee, Dr. Fell. The reason why I cannot tell. But this I know, and know full well. I do not like thee, Dr. Fell. Tom Brown, 1680. Chapter 1. The Arrival of Dr. Fell. The large brick house at the end of Hardscrabble Street had been empty for a generation. During that time, it had been a royal castle, a haunted ruin, an alien spaceship, and anything else the children of the neighborhood wanted it to be. Lindsay Brackentwig said the last people to live in the house had been a family of circus performers who had practiced their skills on the abnormally flat roof. Josh Gallowsby said they had been three witches who had stirred magic potions in the enormous bathtub on the second floor. Hannah Festerworth said they had been the parents of a young boy whom they kept locked away in the unfinished basement. Every child had a story about the house, each wilder than the last. It was a house of imagination, a blank canvas just waiting to be painted with the gleeful brushstrokes of youth. Every parent in the neighborhood had forbidden their children from entering the house, and every parent in the neighborhood knew full well their children were disobeying them. But when local real estate agent Dorothy Canvas Walter placed a sold banner atop the aged, weather-beaten for sale sign that had stood sentry on the front lawn.